Four out of five women here do not know what symptoms of ovarian cancer to look out for. A survey of 522 was commissioned by the Irish Network for Gynecological Oncology and was carried out by Behaviour and Attitudes Research Company. Ovarian cancer is the fourth most common cancer in women here. Around 400 are diagnosed every year. Around 300 women die from it every year. Deirdre O'Rourke is recovering from ovarian cancer, which she had diagnosed almost 3 years ago. She's been speaking to our reporter, Kate Varley.
It was the end of July in 2020, so it was during COVID, and I woke up one Friday night and I had a pain in my right side of my abdomen. And the first thing I thought of was, it's appendicitis. So I rang my doctor the next day and he sent me up to the hospital, to A&E, and I went in. They said, it's not appendicitis. So they ran a couple of more tests, and I think it was 2 days later, I was told I had ovarian cancer.
Deirdre, had you experienced any other signs or symptoms before July?
Looking back now, I can see that I had, going back to February. I was completely ignorant at the time of the signs of ovarian cancer. So if I hadn't known them, I possibly would have caught them much quicker. Like in February, I put on 10 kilos in the space of 2 weeks. And I'd had a really stressful time before Christmas and in the lead up to that. When I looked in the mirror, I actually looked like I was pregnant. And then the end of June, the beginning of July, I went out one day and I ate food. And I woke up the next day and my stomach had swollen hard and I thought it was IBS. As it turned out, it wasn't. But that had lasted the 3 weeks up, 3 or 4 weeks up until I went into hospital. So I was putting all these changes down to being in my 40s and different things. But what I would say to women is, you know your own body. And if you notice anything different that lasts for a period of time, because we've all eaten Christmas dinner and we've all bloated and that kind of stuff. So if you notice something that lasts for kind of 3 weeks, go and get checked out. Chances are it may not be anything, but the earlier people get diagnosed, the better chance of success you have with your treatment and your survival rate.
That's Deirdre O'Rourke. Well, with us in studio now is Dr. Sharon O'Toole, senior researcher at Trinity College Dublin, who is working on ovarian research. Dr. O'Toole, you're very welcome indeed.
Thank you.
Listening there to Deirdre and the symptoms that she experienced and the other symptoms, reading what they are as well, you would tend to think it's digestive rather than anything to do with your reproductive system.
Yes, absolutely. And that's one of the difficulties with diagnosing ovarian cancer. And we're going out, I suppose, promoting the BEAT symptoms, the BEAT acronym. So bloating that's persistent. And like Deirdre said, it's not bloating that comes and goes. Mm. So persistent bloating, eating difficulties. So feeling full quicker. You know, if you're not able to eat the same type of meal, you're feeling full quicker. Abdominal pain and then toilet changes. So we would encourage, if women are experiencing any of these symptoms for 3 weeks or more, to go and get checked out with their GP.
So do they all have to be present, those symptoms?
No, any one of those symptoms, and even persistent, and they're the most common symptoms. So there are other symptoms that people might present with, like bleeding, but the BEAT acronym is really the most common symptoms of ovarian cancer.
And it's really educating us all about those symptoms, isn't it? Because again, it's the last thing, perhaps, or one of the last things you would think of if you're experiencing.
Yes, absolutely. And as Deirdre said, she thought it was irritable bowel syndrome. But irritable bowel rarely starts in your 50s for the first time. So it's just to be aware of that. And as Deirdre said also, women know their bodies. If something changes, something is new and it's persistent, then go get it checked out.
Is it more prevalent in older women?
Yes. So, age is a risk factor for all cancers, really. So it is. And I suppose the median age for diagnosis of ovarian cancer is 65, but it also does present in younger women, and those with a genetic predisposition, it can tend to occur earlier in those women also.
And there's quite a high death rate, isn't there, from it?
Yes, unfortunately. You know, you said we see about 400 cases every year in Ireland, with 300 deaths, so a very high mortality associated with ovarian cancer. And that's because the majority of cases are diagnosed at an advanced stage.
So if it is got early, can it be treated successfully?
Yes, absolutely. And it has a good prognosis if diagnosed early. But unfortunately, you know, some of the types of ovarian cancer just present at a late stage. And even though women may not have experienced any symptoms, you know, the disease could be advanced at diagnosis.
Yes. Cervical screening does not screen for ovarian cancer.
That's true. There's no screening, unfortunately, for ovarian cancer. The science hasn't caught up yet in terms of getting a sensitive screening test. So cervical screening just screens for those at risk of cervical cancer. And that's one of the messages, and I suppose what our survey showed was that over 30% of women believe that cervical screening checks for all gynae cancers. So there are five gynae cancers. We have ovarian, uterine, cervical, vaginal and vulva. So the cervical screening only checks for those at risk of cervical cancer.
Yeah. And was there a screening trial recently in the UK?
There was. The UK CTOX was a large screening trial of over 200,000 women that took part in the UK. And unfortunately, using ultrasound and a blood test called CA125, it didn't show any difference in outcomes for women, whether they were screened or not screened. Okay. So, yeah.
So it was inconclusive.
Yeah.
So that acronym again?
The BEAT acronym: bloating, eating difficulties, abdominal pain, toilet changes. And for more information, this is go.ie, is a great website.
Okay. Well, thank you very much indeed for coming in to talk to us this morning. Dr. Sharon O'Toole, senior researcher at Trinity and who is currently working on ovarian research. It's